at the end of the platform grinned at the passing train, and William thought, a filthy life, and went back to his papers. When he looked up again, there were fields and beasts standing for shelter under the dark trees, a wide river with naked children splashing in the shallows, glided into sight and was gone again. The sky shone pale, and one bird drifted high like a dark fleck in a jewel. We have examined our client's correspondence files. The last sentence he had read echoed in his mind. We have examined. William hung on to that sentence, but it was no good. It snapped in the middle, and the fields, the sky, the sailing bird, the water, all said, Isabel. The same thing happened every Saturday afternoon. When he was on his way to meet Isabel, there began those countless imaginary meetings. She was at the station, standing just a little apart from everybody else. She was sitting in the open taxi outside. She was at the garden gate, walking across the parched grass at the door or just inside the hall. And her clear, light voice said,